This weekend, you'll find us at the record store that specializes in hard-to-find records. They're not alphabetized. This is The Perfect Pour.
My boy! It's Mitch Hedberg. Welcome to The Perfect Pour! It's a show about having fun with the craft beers. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy.
Yay! Wee 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 hoo! You made it back for record store day / 420 day. That's why you came back, right?
Yeah. / vintage days.
100%.
Oh yeah, vintage days too. Yeah.
And this month is Autism Awareness and Amputee Awareness Month.
Yeah. Oh. Yep.
Okay. So yep. Share a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Let's put that up.
Just like yesterday that it was Amputee Awareness Month because one of the people I work with is an amputee and told me. And I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, why didn't you tell us at the beginning of the month?
Do you need a cake?
Yeah. No, I think he actually wanted us all to wear shirts that said 1 foot in the grave.
He's got a good sense of humor.
He has a great sense of humor about it. Yeah. He's like, I'm just coming out here to get my foot wet.
You're here because we're here to talk about the craft beers, the beers we're looking out for, beers we've been drinking. We're going to drink beers live on the podcast airwaves.
Oh my god!
Live beer drinking. That's what we should have called the show. Live beer drinking. Damn it.
What does it sound like?
I guess
like?
We can pivot still.
Live beer Find drinking from now. The past.
Yep. Live beer drinking. That was recorded. And the listeners are going to call us. And that's what happens. Before the show, I opened up and I'm still just finishing off a Slice Beer Company Inhalation Vacation. A cannabis inspired beer.
A dank
beer.
It's cannabis inspired, hazy. But does it have any cannabis
no,
in it?
No, I don't think
it?
So. No. It's
coming.
It's just that's you know, it's coming. it's just yeah, when is that coming? When are we gonna get some CBC beers? When is CBC beers coming?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that it hasn't happened yet.
I mean
it happens coincidentally.
They're like, oh shit.
Once you get everything back home. But yeah, I think dry hopping with freaking marijuana would be like the shit. Yeah.
The Wazoo Corvette donated beer. What do you have, Stacy?
I'm also having a Wazoo donated beer, Boring Rose Brewing Company. English dark mild. It's actually quite good. It has a little bit of a long finish, but it's not too bad. Not too bad on that. I'm really enjoying it.
Lingers, huh?
Yeah, it lingers just a little bit. I mean, it's only 4.5% alcohol too, and wow.
It's a lot of work for a 4.5er.
Yeah.
Nick, what you got?
Yeah, I'm here. I am finishing up an Atomic Torpedo. 19-2 Torpedo.
From Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada.
High value beer.
Yes, high value in the tall boy section.
It's like three.
It's gonna be a tall boy summer, that's for sure.
It's like 342 or 399 or something like that. And, you know, you get a lot of alks, get tall boy. It's good. Good value.
Yeah.
Grins per buck. High.
Grins per buck. There's there's your beer name of the week. Grins per buck. Until a better one comes along. Number one at Culture's Weekend, Record Store Day and 420 Day on the same day. So Sam Clujoni is like walking around with the boner all day long. And It's just there can't be a better day for Sam out there at Dogfish Head. It's music and pot and beer. It's just like he's not gonna have any responsibilities that day. He's like, nobody talk to me today. It's just me in my movies.
I'm off the clock.
I don't know why he sounds British all of a sudden.
Does he still roll super hard that way, or is he slowing down a bit?
Oh, I don't know. Do you know anyone in the inner Sam Colagiani circle?
I don't.
Have you ever met Sam?
I have met him one time. Doubt that he would remember me at all, but seemed like a nice enough guy. But he also just seemed like he didn't sleep much. And that like, he really just was down to any promo that had some marijuana involved and lots of his weird beer would be his jam. Really nice guy. I'm not trying to paint a picture of like a super weirdo or anything, but.
Well, I know Delaware is the place to be Saturday because both there. I guess they have two different Dogfish Head tap rooms, and they have a band. They have this like Canadian folk punk band playing. And they're playing two different sets. They're playing each location, and they're playing like an acoustic set at one location, and then at like a regular set at the other location on 420. So, lot going on there at Dogfish Head.
You know who is very 420 friendly is Canada.
Really?
All of Canada. Buy marijuana, smoke it out in the public. You can, and it's cheap, like very inexpensive. Yeah, it was quite interesting actually, because you absolutely cannot, like, could totally be arrested for bringing your own marijuana into the country. They want you to buy theirs.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can take it out. They're like, oh, you could buy it here and take it back to the US. Like, we don't care. But,
well, yeah, that's fine with that.
Yeah, not even CBD, like topicals, nothing. So that was
good to know. But they're like, they have looser restrictions than we do.
Yeah, I actually felt like the restrictions were looser on marijuana than on alcohol.
They're like, probably right to be.
Yeah, everything is state store for alcohol there. Mm-hmm. Unless it's under 5% alcohol. The beer, like only Utah. Beer you can get at the grocery store and outside the state store has to be 5% or less ABV.
Hmm.
Wow.
And if it is over 5%, you have to call it a strong beer.
Strong.
Strong.
Like,
did I do this yet? Did I do this already?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I'm getting old. I'm too old.
Someone's paying attention.
Where am I?
Yeah, wait. We can have an old president, but we can't have an old podcast host. Is that what you're saying?
No, impossible. That's right. Old people don't know how to podcast.
Yeah, so your next thing is running for president, I think.
No, I'm not old enough yet. I got to get up in my 70s.
20 years at least.
Yeah. Yep. Still too young and spry for running the free world. Who wants to begin our culture, hanging out, talking culture? Who wants to throw something in the mix?
Red, I don't know. Red Stacy, are you like loaded for?
You're loaded. I'm loaded.
I'm loaded.
You got your big. Okay. I know you're going to have a lot of big cots. I got a couple of
quick things, but they could come after Newfoundland talk to get through.
Well,
I don't have a ton. So we went to Newfoundland during the off season. It was quite.
Oh, no. I want to go to the I want to, by the way, speaking of being old, I want to go to the off season of everything. There isn't
you would love it.
There isn't anything I want to go the on season for. Give all me right. the off so season.
If you
want to
make tons of money off
week.
Of Mike, you start a travel agency yeah. that specializes in off season.
Yeah, off season travel agency. Yeah, give me the time where nobody's there.
Yet again, nothing's open. Yeah.
Well, it's the off season. Your travel agent should have told you. She did tell me. I pay her to tell me.
Yeah. So in the off season, weather is very unpredictable.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Our whole trip got delayed by about 48 hours because we made it all the way to Montreal and then they canceled our flight out of Montreal to St. John's because a blizzard was coming through, which was very exciting. So I got to find us a nice little, I don't know, courtyard by Marriott or some fucking thing by the airport.
Classic.
And I was like, well, that's fine. You know, at least, you know, it's a hotel, so they'll have beer or something.
Yeah,
and we get there and it's like 11:05 p.m. And they were like, oh yeah, we can't serve alcohol after 11 in Canada.
You
what?
I was like, the fuck kind of place is this? Yeah, so culturally that's shitty.
I came here from America and I came to get fucked up.
Yeah, it was funny because I was talking to the dude behind the desk and he was like, yeah, he's like, it kind of sucks here. He's like, where are you from? And I said, California. And he thought that it was really cool that we lived in California. And I said, well, whatever you're imagining, that's not where I live.
But
that's great.
it's not exquisite, but alcohol past 11, at least.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Our sidewalks don't roll up.
And he was like, bud, he's like, we could start serving again at 7 in the morning. And I was like, well,
I'll see you there. I'll just wait here.
Right here. I'm just going to sleep in
I'll just sit right here.
Lobby. It was fine. I mean, not that big of a deal. I was like, yeah, I could probably dry out, but I was just irritated. I'm like, I'm on vacation, you know?
I didn't realize it was dry April. Oh, God.
I did have our bottle of anniversary champagne in my suitcase, but it didn't seem appropriate to like break into that. Yeah. So, anyway.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
And then we boarded our flight the next morning, sat on the tarmac for about 6 hours.
Good.
And then
Lord.
They finally said, okay, we're gonna take off now. And then we circled over St. John's for an hour. And then they said, hey, we're running out of fuel and they're not going to let us land. So we've got to go to this place called Deer Lake on the other side, back on the other side of Newfoundland.
What the fuck?
It was crazy, guys. I don't know. Off-season flying to Newfoundland, not really the greatest. So that was all a big fun fiasco.
So
Rince
led the
same. Yeah, well, in Deer Lake, they have a couple of hotels, but there was a hockey tournament going on.
Oh, snap.
Of course.
So there was no room for us, but I found an Airbnb and the gentleman was very nice. Actually took us back to the airport the next morning. There was nothing open for dinner, too, so we found like some spaghetti noodles. In the Airbnb, and there was no oil, no butter, no nothing, but there was salt and pepper and some like herb mix. So we had dry noodles with herb mix on it. And they couldn't get us our luggage either because they didn't have equipment tall enough to get to the plane in the tiny airport.
Yeah.
It was wild.
I can't reach it.
I just opened.
So you opened up a dildo.
I opened a dildo.
Hey.
I opened up a fresh dildo.
I'm gonna open up my fresh dildo.
Not used dildo.
Mouth.
Well, you don't know.
Oh. I love gold.
Yeah, you shook mine apparently.
What?
Dildo Brewing Company from Dildo Brewing Company and Museum.
Yeah, well, the museum wasn't open because it was off season. See,
Newfoundland and Labrador. Oh, I want to live. I want to live in Labrador.
So they call themselves Newfies. You go to Newfoundland, you're a Newfie. So I'm having a dildo Schwarzbier. Schwarzbier? I'm Schwarzen over here.
Okay. I see a Schwarz is as big as mine. Peaching to the choir is my beer, a New England IPA with peach.
Yes, do you like it?
It's pretty good, actually.
I was like, I'm going to find the haziest, fruitiest, weirdest peach, dildo peach is, to Mikey.
yeah, I love my dildos, weird. it's the peach is there, but it's not in the face, which I like.
I was trying to think too, like, I don't think peaches grow.
Yeah. So they grow here. They grow in right here on the other side of this wall in the studio. But
I was joking that a lot of the produce that we were consuming, like fresh produce, probably came right from.
Yeah. They followed you over there.
Spot.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's
straight out of Carruthers.
Which one did you open, Nick?
Oh, mine is angry at me. I have the,
your wife shook it.
I have a stout dildo.
Yes, stout dildo.
I have a stout dildo.
That's the one that I had on draft there, and I loved it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now
it's very full. Like, how did they get a beer this full?
They know how to can. They know how to can. Stacy, please. You must have found out. Like, why did they call it dildo beer?
Stout.
Why is it called dildo?
Yeah.
So here's the funny thing about Newfoundland is nobody really knows why any of the places are named what.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, there's like, oh, well, you know, like, you know, it's just this guy said this funny thing and, you know, and then it just became like dildo. I mean, that's literally like the kind of answer. but they did.
So they're like, their whole mentality is based in 19-year-old male minds. Like, you know, it'd be funny. We named a brewery called Dildo Brewery. Yeah.
Well, it's.
I heard an American say dildo is funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not making Dildo Brewing, huh?
So, yeah, and Newfoundland has a bunch of like little tiny communities that have nicknames and are like little unincorporated towns and whatnot. And Dildo is kind of one of those places, and it's in a spot called Trinity Bay. And it's about like 90 minutes from St. John's, which is the largest city.
Well, that's the big city, St. John's. You're going to go in there. It's going to get pretty crazy if you're going to go out to St. John. You want to stay here in Dildo, where it's all calm and safe, and we roll up the sidewalk. 11 o'clock, get your alcohol before you go to bed there.
Did you get all your alks?
Did you get your alks?
This is officially the story of Dildo the name, though, as printed by them.
Is this a Wikipedia? It's by them, not Wikipedia.
Is attested in this area since 1711. That nobody really exactly knows where it comes from, but the origin of the word dildo itself is obscure. And it was once used to reference a phallus-shaped pin stuck in the edging of a rowboat to act as the pivot or the oar. Why you would name a town after that, though, I don't know. There's literally only 195 people registered to live in Dildo.
So. Wow.
Like, the brewery employs everybody there. In some way, shape, or
form. Where do you work there? Oh, I work down there at Dildo Brewing. Yeah, I work at Dildo Brewing. Yeah, well, I've never seen you there. Well, I work there.
There's also a place in Newfoundland not far from Dildo called Spread Eagle.
Are they doing?
I don't know.
There's just teenagers.
Yeah, it's just teenage boys running the whole town, all the towns,
and a town called Heart's Content. So once you get Spread Eagle and Dildo, you'll find your Heart's Content.
So there's one woman in.
Yeah, there's one.
Is what you're saying.
One normal woman that lives in there, and like, guys, we can't leave everything fucking funny names, guys.
And it's also theorized that some of these places were named this in order to offend oversensitive people from coming to their place.
Either way.
Which I can actually really appreciate. Well, sentiment.
Oh, don't,
more so than
don't send
else.
A flyer out to Texas. They'll have an exodus in no time.
Texas exodus. That's why we keep it hot in the summer here in Fresno. Keep away all the assholes.
Exactly. Oh, well, if you're in Fresno, you should go to Sweaty Balls, just south.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty sweaty here. You want to come here. Your balls will still sweat your balls up.
The biggest April Fool's prank if we could change all the Clovis signs to say Sweaty Ball. Welcome to Sweaty Balls.
Welcome to Sweaty Balls.
I'll say, too, I really expect...
Gateway to Sweaty Balls. Clovis, Gateway to Sweaty Balls.
Exactly. I kind of expected Dildo to be a little bit gimmicky, and I'll tell you, like, I spent $200 on swag.
Oh, no.
Like, no joke.
You got me, Dildo. You got me.
But the beer was very good, and the food was very good. So find yourself on the eastern side, the very eastern side of Canada in Newfoundland, I would check them out. I mean, it was really great. In the off season, they're only open Thursday through Sunday. So, So, yeah.
It's tough to get around.
We had to make a special trip in order to make sure we got there when they were open.
That's when
this is the whole point of coming here.
Yeah.
Not the eclipse, not anything else. And yeah, the eclipse was a bust. It was just a cloud cover the whole time.
Oh, man. But
it was fun, though.
But did it at least get like dark though? When it
did get dark, and yeah. Then it got light again.
But like, you knew
came out there like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah.
But like, there was 3 minutes where it was dark though, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you at least got that.
Yeah. All right. No, and our Airbnb there in Dildo/ New Harbor was absolutely gorgeous. It snowed a bit, but it had like these bay windows that looked down on a small inlet of the Atlantic Ocean, a finger of ocean coming in.
Oh,
yeah,
saw really a little cool. Atlantic action, huh?
Yes.
If you look real close across the pond, you could have seen me, Paul.
I got to have myself a lobster roll in St. John's before I left.
You guys went to the Red Lobster?
No.
Well, they got Red Lobster up there and Dildo. Oh, you got to check out the Dildo Red Lobster, the best there. Yeah.
They do like their McDonald's and their Subway, though, in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. You got them tuna footlongs up there at the Subway. They're really good.
I've got some Atlantic salmon. We did some cooking on our own because, again, off season. Oh, we also had their version of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What?
Yeah, which was a woman's name now. I can't remember.
It was
what
it's called, Saskatchewan Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was one of the only things that was still open in Buena Vista when we were there. And it was this chicken place, and I was like, it looks like KFC, like, let's just go get some. And this kid, I was like, hey, I'm like, have you guys gotten an influx of people coming in, you know, for the eclipse or whatever? And he like looked me dead in the eye and he was like, I don't know. I was just like, eclipse, I don't fucking know what you're talking about. And then he was like, you guys aren't from here, are you? And we're like, no, we're from California. And he was like, why'd you come here? And he was like, I was supposed to go to California. He was like, I was supposed to go to California for my senior year in high school, but then COVID happened and it got canceled. And
now
I'm
California.
Here at this chicken place.
Oh, man. Poor dude.
I'm still like, I've been thinking of him. I'm just like, this poor kid, he's just stuck in Buena Vista in the off season. Just frying up chicken for assholes like me.
He's all right. He doesn't know how good he's got it. That's his whole problem.
That's true. I'm sure. I mean, that's the thing about this area too, is the off season. I mean, there's nothing to do except for like make babies and sleep.
Yeah, man.
It's just windy and cold.
So
and
paradise. Well, not the windy
towns
cold.
Apparently.
And name towns, really fucked up names.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say I was impressed with the beer, though. The beer that we were able to get, we were a bit rural, so I don't know like, if we had a little bit more time, probably in St. John's, we probably could have been exposed to maybe some other breweries. Because that's the thing, too, is like, if you wanted to get the good beer, you had to go to the brewery to get it. You know, it wasn't necessarily available in the state stores.
That's all right. So, you get to go to a brewery.
Yeah.
So thank God they have breweries. Just imagine that area before breweries came about. About.
Yeah, I'm really digging this Schwartz beer. Oh, I told
Doug. Dildo, peachy New England dildo beer. It's peachy.
That's peachy. This is the toastiest Irish stout I've ever had in my life.
Wow. I like to toast them up there. Any other items, culture items you'd like to share, Nick?
I was looking over the record store day list.
Yeah, record store day, Saturday.
I saw the Beatles 3-inch that you were referencing in the tailgate. That would be cool. I saw this is going to be a odd one, but Death Cab
for Cutie
live at the Showbox, and I've been to the Showbox in Seattle. It's a really cool venue. Uh-huh. It's if you took the Warner's Theater here, and if you're from Fresno, it's just an old 1920s theater.
Yeah,
but it has different mezzanine levels. It's not like a theater where it's just like rows of seats. It has like these different mezzanine levels. So there's a floor space and then an elevated platform, and a great place to experience music. So I think that would be a cool live. I don't know why that makes it cool to have a live album from there, but I've been to the Showbox, so it has memories.
Memories. That's one to look out for.
And then I saw the Meat Puppets live. That was a band, like, if you were alive in the 90s.
Yeah.
If you're alive in the 90s. The Meat Puppets, like, had one hit and then got the fuck out.
Where are my folks going to die? Oh, no, wait.
No.
No, that was not them.
That was not them.
That was Nirvana covering another band. Plugged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it David Bowie?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so the Meat Puppets had like the Backwater. Remember the Backwater? They had one hit and then they got the hell out. And I could never. I don't know how they fit into the grunge movement. I don't understand them as a band, but I know they existed. And so they have a live album.
They're from Phoenix, though. I think
Yeah. So they weren't grunge at all.
Well, I mean, they came up in that time, and they probably got noticed because of that. The same way STP got noticed and that kind of thing, where like. We also are a band that plays rock music that's sort of crunchy. So now we're grunge too. So
the ZR played the crap out of that band.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
And look where they are.
Look where they are now.
KRZR. You used to listen to Dorktown. There was a lot of KRZR talk in the early Dorktowns.
Yes.
B95.
Red Stacy bumping B95 in the Volvo. That's an image I'll never get out of my head.
In the Volvo, and then later in the 1995 Celica.
I didn't know you became rich.
I sold the 51 Chevy to a collector and then went and bought the Celica.
Nice.
Fuck this 51 Chevy. Give me that Celica.
Dude, I wanted to go places. That thing was...
I needed a car that got me places.
Yeah, it would get me from like my house to Fresno State, maybe.
I need a car that old dudes wouldn't come up to me at the gas pump and be like, "Oh, got something to a Chevy there, huh?
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, oh, man. I got a 51 Chevy. Yep, my dad used to have one of them. You're like, oh, God, here we go. Now I got to listen to this guy's story for the next 20 minutes.
Really, I can't even tell you. Like, I'm sure I gave so many old men boners, like me just driving around in that Chevy, just three on the tree, just working that shit to be like, oh, that's a man's kind of woman right there. Oh.
I bet she's a lesbian. There's no way she's straight.
I have no idea what that means, but I understand it completely.
That's a man's woman.
That's a man's woman.
Yeah, you want like...
that truck just, it smelled like cigarettes and gasoline and leather and pleather, and I used to remember it like it was yesterday. I absolutely love that truck.
I just bought that clone at Bath & Body Works.
Yeah. Can you clone this, please?
Yeah. Looking for something that smells like cigarettes, leather, and gasoline. What do you got for me?
Basically sex.
Isn't that the truck that, like, and it's in every movie of the down homie dad, that small town down homie dad that has that truck?
Yeah. If it's painted red, it's now the star of every Hallmark movie.
It was white, and her name was Dub G, which is the white ghost. And I've got some pictures of it. If anybody wants to see, I can post them. She was a good one.
Yeah.
Record store day, Nick,
record store day's happening.
Yeah.
Are you guys at all interested in the top 50 US craft brewing companies of 2020?
Yes. Put together by brewersassociation.org and old Bart Watson over there at the Brewers Association.
Are you going to go through all 50, or are we just going to look at like the top 15?
No, so I go through a couple top contenders, and then I usually ask you guys for either a city or a favorite brewery, and I tell you where they're out on the list.
Okay.
So we're going to start with 49. No.
Oh, I know this one.
Oh.
That's because it's our friends. One of our friends.
It is our friends.
Oh, yeah?
Drake's Brewing. 49. It is,
yes. Drake's made top 50.
Buddy, I wonder if that was that's like new for them, or if they've been there.
Have they ever cracked the top 50?
I don't know.
Before?
I can't remember. I was trying to remember. I was like, has Drake's been in top 50 before? I don't know.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Somebody.
If you could click the link, and it would tell you if they've ever been.
Yeah,
on this before.
That's too much research.
Oh, of
first
course.
Time.
Well, no, it's not too much research. It's that we think of it now instead of last week when we could have done the research. Let's see.
I meant for somebody putting the post
throw
together.
Throw out a brewery you're curious about.
Throw out a brewery that I'm curious about. Shit. Why? See, I get put on the spot and I draw a blank.
Right.
Garage Project.
Oh. Garage Project.
Because they're so huge here. In terms of like California beer nerds wanting to get all up in their business. But I don't know where that ranks them across all 50.
Yeah. And I think that's why Zach's was supposed to be Garage Door Brewing, but I think because of Garage Project, they changed the name.
Mm.
They are not on the list.
Interesting.
Not.
I feel like they're like super innovative, but that doesn't always get you a ton of like public praise. Unfortunately,
sales. This is sales, right, Nick?
The higher up breweries are the collection of breweries.
Oh,
so for example,
the conglomerates,
mm-hmm. Duvel Mortgart, which lists Paso, Kansas City, and Cooperstown. Right. They're number four.
Yeah, and
they have three or four.
Duvel?
They were close to that spot last year, I think, too, when we were looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might be higher this time around than last year. In fact, I feel like they were on like the 10 spot. It's just so funny that it says Duval Mortgagh and then says Paso Robles right next to it. You're just like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We know what you're talking about. Lion Little World. Are they on there?
Lion Little World.
Nice. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
This is interesting because you know breweries that should be on this list and that are probably not. No, they are not. Okay. No lion.
Rod Stacy, it's me, David Walker, chiming in here. I just heard what you said about Paso Robles, and I don't appreciate it very much, and wish you'd stop talking about it.
I will say, though, so to make it on this list, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but to make it on this list, there is a metric they have to hit, which is that their mother company has to make more craft beer and be considered more artisan beer than, you know, a mass produced, like, let's say Modelo or Bud Light or something like that. Whereas Lion Little World, they're creating Kirin, right? And all these beers that are not considered craft on the world stage. And that's probably why New Belgium can't be on that list.
Their ratio of
beer making does not constitute craft.
Yeah. It's what Brewers Association has deemed craftworthy. And
yeah. And Duval definitely is all around still considered a family owned craft brewery.
Mm-hmm. But there's no mention of a Belgian city on here. It's all the US cities.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, because even like it doesn't matter. I mean, they're still, you know, the mother company is still making and owning craft brewery outside the US, plus promoting and creating craft here in the US as well. So, and plus it's like what? It's like 49%, 51%, right? Isn't that the like 51% owned by Duval, 49%? Still controlled by Firestone. I feel like that's the case. My Firestone Focals listening, call in and,
and correct this.
Correct actually, me or confirm. I can't quite remember. I don't know. Should we say some big dogs out here like Sierra Nevada?
Yeah. Sierra Nevada coming in at number 3.
Not surprising.
I mean, Sierra Nevada for number 3 is pretty badass. I'm guessing you could guess who are 1 and 2. Deschutes is 12.
Okay.
Let's see.
Nick, look at number 10. It's going to freak Rad CC the fuck out. Look at number 10.
Well, I don't get why, but Athletic Brewing.
You should see the disgust in that Rat Stacey's face.
I know.
How is that number 10?
I don't get it. Who's Athletic?
NA brewer. Athletic.
Alternative.
Oh, are they NAs?
Yeah.
Number
10. Bullshit. I didn't think anybody was drinking NAs in real life. Only on Instagram people drink NAs.
Yeah, so how are these ranked? Anyway, by consumption, is it?
I think
it's by sales.
Yeah, I think so, right, Nick? Is it sales?
Beer sales by volume.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, Athletic, great. See, it's Athletic wild. Fooled everybody. Athletic's like kicking ass, so everyone's like, oh shit, we gotta do NA. But it's like only Athletic is making money, apparently.
That's wild.
But like, isn't it wild? Like, I didn't notice. Maybe there's another one, but I don't think there's any other NAs in the top 50. There's just Athletic Brewing. So they're number 10, which is kind of crazy to be one NA brewer in there at number 10, and then no other ones.
There's got to be more to this story.
This
is crazy.
Another thing in that list that surprised me which I didn't know. And this is Brewers Association guidelines, which we adhere to, is that Kona is craft. Mm-hmm. I did not think Kona was craft anymore. And they're number 32.
Yeah, well, like the definition of craft really got changed to you can make a fuck ton because of Boston Beer Company.
Yeah.
They like changed the whole dynamic of what constitutes craft beer. You make millions and millions of barrels before you're outside the craft beer status.
Which is number two. And then
this U.S. beverage is interesting.
Which one's that?
They are 45.
Well, who is under U.S. beverage?
They have Uinta.
Uinta, Utah. Utah, give it to Utah.
Two. They're kind of a sleeper brewery. They put out some pretty good stuff.
Uh-huh. They did. I didn't realize they were partially owned by a bigger corporation.
Though. Yeah.
Sometimes you need that little extra boost.
A little bit of boost there. Now, number one, though, Rad Stacey, who's number one? Number one craft brewery sales by volume. Number one. We already know that it's not Sierra. We know it's not. Boston's Beer Company is number two.
Okay. From Boston.
Is it Yingling?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good answer.
Nice.
See, apparently everyone does love lager.
You know, the numbers speak for themselves, guys. The people drinking all these crazy hazies and all the sour beer, they're the loudest, but they're not putting their money where their mouth is.
Oh, dang.
Lager drinkers do.
Do you think maybe...
And they're fucking quiet about it.
Yeah, maybe it's lager drinkers. Lager drinkers, like, put down, like, a six-pack, like, with ease. And then you're drinking hazies, like, you get to your, like, third hazy, so you're like, oh, man, I'm not going to make it, man. But lager drinkers are just like, I just drink a six-pack, and I'm just starting to wake up.
Yeah, I did appreciate that there is a lot of lager available in Canada, lots of craft lager. So I know I talked about Newfoundland, but Montreal has a really nice beer scene as well. It's all very Belgian. Boy, Mikey would fucking love it.
Oh, that's my heritage. My mother's side is Quebec. So
okay, cool. We went to Duduciel, and it's funny. We tried a few beers, and I was like, Mikey would just fucking hate all of them. it's like they took a nice, really awesome IPA, and then they put like a sock in it. They're like, it's not funky enough.
Hey, it almost tastes like a good beer.
You've been traveling for 48 hours. Please insert sock.
Good times. Did you have any more on that list, Nick? Sorry, I didn't mean to go on it.
No, I love the tangent.
Okay.
Whatever you guys want to do, wherever you want to go. Mikey's favorite brewery, Alaskan Brewing.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Which number are they?
Alaskan as well.
What number are they?
Number 31.
Should be higher. One day,
left hand on there at all?
One day I'm going to visit their beer garden with their cyclone fencing around their beer garden. One day.
No.
No left hand, huh?
No. Pizza Port, 47. Pizza Port.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's nice that they got in there.
Sleeper model for a brewery.
Cheap
for sure.
Cheap, okay, pretty okay craft beer that's cheap.
Yeah. Like,
that's a good model. Yeah.
And they have a survivable. Great variety. Yeah, they're very well rounded.
Mm-hmm.
What about Belching Beaver?
Belching Beaver.
I didn't see them on there.
With their fucking peanut butter stout.
Ugh. Where's the beeves?
They've been pretty quiet past couple of years. They're like not being all controversial so much anymore. They just like got their Deftones. Like they're just basically surviving off what Deftones tell them to do. They're like, like, oh yeah, what are we gonna do? I don't know. Call up the Deftones, see if they want to make an eighth beer with us. Like, all right, hey guys, you guys want to make another beer? They're like, oh my god, they see Deftones on the caller ID of the phone. They're like, oh shit, it's fucking Belching Beaver's calling us again. What do we do? Don't answer it. Let it go to voicemail. Like, hey guys, it's us, Belching Beaver. You guys want to make another beer? Call us back.
So speaking of pizza port, it just reminded me that Dildo Brewing Company actually did a collaboration with a Canadian-based pizza joint called Piatto. I think, or Piazzo. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But it's the only pizza chain, and it's a very small chain, but it's the only pizza joint that is certified by Naples.
Whoa.
Like,
wow.
Outside of Naples.
Listen to this. Nick, listen to this.
I was like,
I'm listening.
That's got to be amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
So if you go, you know, eat at one of those spots, we had to kind of pick and choose. We couldn't eat everywhere, obviously, but if so you do
pizza Napoletana.
Yeah, it's like real, you know, like thin crust.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. was it
real deal?
Firm?
Yeah, it was like the cracker crust. So I've been to Italy, and when I ordered pizza there, I was like, oh, this is the shit. Like, so
now this is what I'm talking about right here.
This is what I'm talking about. It's not some,
you
like,
can't get this in America.
Yeah, it's not like what freaking Chicago calls it pizza when it's actually a casserole.
Yeah. Yeah, no, come on, like, Chicago.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, come on, Chicago. It's a casserole.
Ridiculous.
You can't call it casserole pizza. You're like, it's Chicago style. You got a casserole guy. It's a good casserole. I'm not saying it's a bad
it's a
casserole.
Good casserole, but it's not pizza.
But it's not pizza. Come on. Come on, guys. Come on.
I mean, there's Chicago, air quotes here, Chicago-style pizza.
Chicago-style.
Fuels all the criminal activity in Chicago.
Mm.
If their pizza was thinner.
They're so angry, yeah.
If it was actually pizza, there'd probably be less violence.
Chicago.
When your jaw hurts from chewing for so long.
Right.
I'm from the Chicago suburbs. The Chicago suburbs. Suburbs.
If you go... So my last culture bit is actually not beer related, but go to Montreal.
Yes.
Two places you must go. Go to Joe Beef.
So
Joe Beef. I followed in the footsteps of...
this is a restaurant.
Anthony Bourdain. Yes, it is a restaurant. Amazing staff. Like, just go there. It's going to be expensive. Just save up your money. Go.
Yeah.
Just let them bring you all the things. It's amazing.
What do you get when you get there?
It's French cuisine. It's
is it French?
I got lobster carbonara.
Oh shit.
So I was super happy.
Damn.
And we had to wait a little bit for our table, which actually wasn't long at all, but they were like, your table's not ready yet. We're so sorry. We're gonna give you some champagne.
Fuck yeah, you are.
Wait. And I was like, that's cool.
I'm an American.
I'm
I don't
so
wait.
Angry.
I wasn't mad.
Better make it two.
Anyways. Well, they brought three glasses down at first, and they were like, is everyone drinking? And I was like, well, this one's only 16. They're like, okay.
They're like,
oh my God.
Again, is everyone drinking?
I don't think they would have cared, but Lee was like, nah, I'm good. And then they also brought us like this salmon belly appetizer because they felt bad that we had to wait an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's bullshit, like, man.
I was like, you know, it's a good thing because I was going to take 5 stars away.
I was going to get on. I was going to get on Yelp. I'm going to do a live video on Yelp and review you guys.
Put a table in here.
Live.
They were absolutely incredible. The food was incredible. Just the whole nine yards from the top to the bottom, you know, dessert and everything. It was really good.
Amazing.
Yeah, and of course, you know, it's all very French inspired. So we had foie gras. We had lots of butter, foie gras, the whole everything. And the second place we ate at we ate breakfast at twice, which is Olive and Gourmand. And let me tell you, I bought their cookbook because I was so, like, I would weigh 300 pounds if I lived by this place. Just guaranteed. It was so good.
You get sick of it. You're like, you know what? I need some McDonald's. I'm tired of this one.
We'll take McDonald's nearby if you need that. But.
Give me the beef.
Yes.
So where's the beef?
Highly recommended.
Dang.
Nice.
I'm going. I'm leaving right now. I'm leaving tonight.
Yeah. And I love French cuisine. So it's, as soon as you get me, I'm just all about butter and sauce and the things that are, give you gout. I want it.
Am I going to have to get my real deal ID to get into Canada now? Is that the whole thing? Do I got to go do all that, Rad Steezy?
I had to use a passport.
Never mind. I'll just go to Walla Walla or something. They probably got
eat at the restaurant in the bottom of the Paris and Vegas.
Yeah, that's same thing.
I'm sure like, it's close.
I can just be like, it's like I'm in Canada. Whoa.
it was great, that part of it. I'd love to go back in the either like late fall or like later in spring or maybe summer when it's not off season.
That sounds on season.
Go it though.
That's a little too on season for me. No thanks.
Oh, and then I did hydrotherapy at this Scandinavian spa where you get into the hot water and into the freezing water. And it gives you euphoria because you feel like you're going to die.
Shit.
You think you're like, going to die, and then you start realizing you're not going to die. You're like, holy shit, I'm not dead. I feel great.
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe that I just paid $75 to go from 104 degree water
to
50 degree water and then to the steam bath. It was wild. And I love French skincare, so I spent way too much money on all that kind of stuff too.
Wow.
So it was great.
French Canadians, we know how to get money out of the Americans. That's for sure.
Money from the stupid white girl coming.
I'm a descendant of Brother Andre, by the way. So people, the Catholics might know what I'm talking about.
Oh wow.
Kind of a big deal in the Catholic community. Everyone talks about me. Just go down to St. John's or St. Baptist, St. Joseph, St. Anthony's, any of the Saint churches. Saint
whatever.
They'll know. Just mention my name. You'll get
that 50% off. Montreal. That was pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Beautiful.
God takes credit card now too. You can swipe your card to light a candle.
You gotta get
pay to pray. Pay to pray.
It pays to pray. You gotta make that money.
That's it. That's all I got. That's all my culture, all my beer, all my everything.
Since it's 420 weekend. Slice Beer Company has, and this one, maybe you know, Nick, I don't know. I don't know if Tony the Tiger is old enough now to be legally to use, but like Slice Beer Company, it has a beer coming out this weekend called Frosted Leaves, and it's it's a hazy IPA, and it's got not even an altered Tony the Tiger. It's just Tony the Tiger on the can. And he says, they're dank.
Children.
Yeah.
It's a parody. It's parody law.
Wow. But it's just like straight up Tony the Tiger. And he's just like, they're dank. And selling beer.
Wow. I bet you there's some discrepancy, like the stripes are. There's like, oh no, the real Tony the Tiger has 13 stripes. Maybe. This guy has 14. I don't know.
Maybe. But I'm just like, wow, that's wild. So I'm looking out for that.
Trademarks do not expire as long as they remain in active use.
But like, they become public domain after so many years, right? Like,
yeah, like
but that's what the sentence is saying, as long as it's remained in active use.
Oh.
And I believe the cereal is still on the shelves, right?
Yeah.
I believe so.
You can go get yourself some Frosted Flakes right now if you want. We don't close at 11. You can find some 24-hour places and get your Frosted Flakes at 3 in the morning if you need to.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
This work is in the public domain in the United States because it was published in the United States between 29 and 77, mm-hmm. inclusive without a copyright notice. So he's in a gray area where wow. you could use him.
See, I was thinking that. Huh. All right. Well, we can use Tony the Tiger in the Perfect Pour a picture sketch something.
Wild.
Well, it's wild, wacky stuff.
They're great.
Every untapped check-in here.
Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Tell me you're thriving.
Tell me. You're driving. What?
Tell me you're thriving.
What?
She took it.
Tell me you're driving. Tell me you're driving. What? Tell you what? Never mind. Some people will realize what I'm doing.
Driving's out. Thriving's in.
Out. Driving. In. Tell me I'm driving. We like you, the listener, to call us and leave us messages, ask us questions to talk about, or tell us something cool in your town that's beer related that people should know about, stuff like that, that kind of thing. You can call us. We have a 24/7 voicemail line, 559-492-0542.
Manned by all of us.
Yep, we man it. Somebody's got to watch. Somebody's got to watch. Everyone's got to take turns at the voicemail watch. And we just sit there and do it every day. It's part of our day, part of our lives. And our significant others just have to buy into that. Like, hey, babe, this is what I'm about. I'm all about, like, manning voicemails for a podcast. If you can't handle that, then you got to bounce. All right.
It's like the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yep.
Rad Doug would break my phone.
he's like, oops, I guess you can't monitor it anymore.
I don't know what happened.
You can also email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can email something you record with your voice, or you can just email us and we'll read it. I am partial to the traditional voicemails, and we do have some this week. And let's see who's called us.
Hello, Perfect Pour. This is Paul. I have a tale of intrigue and mystery.
Ooh.
As you all know, I work weekends at Adobe Creek Brewing, and last weekend, so we have the goal is to have a food truck every night that we're open. Doesn't always happen, yeah. But we get a lot of food trucks. Last weekend, I come in to find out that the health board was here and basically kind of shut us down, saying that we didn't have the right permit to host food trucks. So maybe that was just a happenstance, but it sounds like somebody reported us. This weekend, I walk in to open up, and I see a note that says that ABC was here checking on us and said that we don't have outside drinking permits, we have a we have a second room with like pinball machines, and that we don't have approval yet to let people drink alcohol in that room, even though we have been having people sitting outside for 4 years, and this game room has been open for about 2 years. So I don't know. It sounds to me like somebody has it in for it.
Uh-huh.
There is
another brewery in town.
The newest brewery that opened in town is a brewery that has multiple tap rooms. They just opened a tap room here in Novato. Are they trying to shut down some competition? I don't know. I don't want to think ill of anybody, but clearly, is it normal? Is that normal to just like out of the blue get the health board here, and then the very next weekend, the ABC shows up? Sounds like somebody tipping yeah. tipping somebody off, right? Yeah. But I don't know, Stacey, you've worked in the industry. You know what's up. Maybe that's normal. Maybe the health board comes and then they flag us to ABC. I don't know. Anyway, what are your thoughts? It's frustrating, though, because I'm going to get a bunch of people here today and tomorrow, and they're not going to be able to drink outside, and they're not going to be able to drink in the game room. So that's fucking lame. Anyway, that's all I got. Keep up the good work, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, I'm so sorry that that happened. So it happens all the time that one bar or another brewery or whatever the case may be will report on each other. And I always considered it to be really bad karma, whether you believe in karma or not. Like, there was all the time where I would see shit, you know, that wasn't right or that somebody shouldn't be doing. And I would like warn them and be like, hey, I'm not going to report you, but be careful because there's a bunch of people around who will. People in Fig Garden Village were notorious for reporting each other for all kinds of stupid bullshit. For I don't know why. In North Fresno, too, like it just seems like Karens are everywhere wanting to report people for shit and still try to be all anonymous about it. It could be someone in the neighborhood, too. Sometimes people get a bug up their ass about noise and they'll make a complaint. I know that, you know, Gazebo has had neighbors make complaints before as well. Had toes, you know, cars towed. I'm trying to say toes carted. Stupid.
Yeah.
Toes carted. Right,
how could you get those are public streets by Gazebo. Sorry to tangent it, but those are public streets by Gazebo. How could you get somebody towed?
Oh, yeah. No, there is this.
Oh, if you're parked in front of a mailbox or driveway.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to do that. Well, yeah, tow that.
That was going around with a measuring tape.
Oh, yeah.
And being like, oh, this axle is just a little bit over.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but I think Paul has a point of like, there's a new brewer in Novato.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're getting the ABC and coming by and like, oh, well, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Nothing well, seems more than having going through them, go through the ABC and the health board and then go, well, they didn't do it. And you have to do it. That stings so fucking bad. So I could see people calling in just because they had to suffer the pain and consequences of applying for a health permit.
There is sometimes there is like retaliatory stuff like that of like, oh, I had to go through all these hoops, but this guy over here is doing whatever.
Yeah, willy nilly.
There can be some of that. But also I'll say too, like before you really start to go like, you know, get suspicious of your neighbors, because I know that that's a really shitty feeling. Sometimes there are just like audits and sweeps that come through too, where health department is just coming through. Maybe it's like a new person and they're, you know, like the brand new kid on the block is super by the book. You know, like we've all flown before, right? Like you get that brand new TSA agent who's like, oh, this is 3.7 ounces instead of 3.4. And you're just like, man, fuck off. Do you want me to like drink some of that toothpaste to make it 3.4? Come on.
Chug.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I would say that like always, I think that all of these laws, first of all, are just, they're designed to keep the good people in line.
Right.
Like the good people are still going to be good people. Bad people are still going to be doing bad shit. And it doesn't matter what you regulate.
Suddenly getting bigger is a flag too. Like say you had two food trucks before, now you got six.
Yeah.
That's going to raise some eyebrows. You know?
Every single year, a brand new ABC book comes out. Go to your ABC office, get it, and just make sure that you're staying in line with everything and that you're keeping your side of the street clean. It sucks. You know, I think it's easy to get into the mentality of I want to, you know, we should be able to do blah, 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 blah. But you can't affect change until you stay within the lane and then lobby for change while you're doing everything right. So while it sucks, you know, be a good neighbor, make sure you're doing everything right. And then when you see the opportunity to lobby for more leniency, go that route. Mm-hmm. That would be my
advice. There you go. And industry advice from Rad. Stacy.
I'm always here to counsel you and to hear you out and give you a hug as well, because I know it sucks. I've had ABC come through. I've had OSHA. I've dealt with all of this shit. So
OSHA's,
and you know what? You would not believe the kind of shit I have to abide by as a funeral director now. So it's even more crazy. What do you mean I can't just stack the bodies up over there?
No, yeah, just
that's fine. It's fine.
Just put them against the wall. They're fine.
Speaking of that, there's like a rash of arson going on right now, targeted at cemeteries in Fresno. Can you guys believe that shit?
No. Yeah.
They haven't gotten us yet. I'm all saying yet. I'm going to work tomorrow with my shit burnt down.
I think we know who's doing it then.
Oh, you're saying it's
I don't know. It's
I saw that cemetery over there was doing better, so I burnt part of it down.
Yes.
They wanted post-burial cremation.
It's a service we offer.
Calling you the next day from the brewery. I think I solved the mystery of that, what I called about yesterday. Sounds like the both agencies are kind of on the warpath. It sounds like everybody in town is getting hit up with citations. And so, you know, I think California is trying to refill its coffers. So if all those agencies go out and enforce, we all have to file for permits and pay fines and blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah. I think that's what's going on. So nobody's out to get us. That's good news.
Oh, they're out to get you.
So here's something I noticed. When I first started listening to The Perfect Pour, like a decade or more ago.
What?
You guys couldn't get anything in Fresno. I remember it was like, everybody gets to, you know, the area gets stuff. Southern California gets stuff, but we don't get anything. Well, now, you know, I look at like what you guys are getting in Fresno, and you have more. You have access to more shit than I do here. And maybe it's just because I don't leave Marin. Maybe if I went to San Francisco or Oakland, awesome. I might actually see more variety. But God, I got to say, like, Mikey, I was just reading the Drinking and Thinking, and you have that shot of the singles at the market. I'm like, fuck, I don't see any of that stuff here. And some of those breweries are closer to me. Like, Faction. What the fuck, dude? Faction's
all kinds of
right
faction,
down the road from me. And I don't see their shit anywhere on the shelf anymore. So that's just a little frustration. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Woe is me. My life is so hard. I work at a really good brewery with access to really good beer whenever I want. Oh, boo-hoo. All right. That's it. Cheers, you guys. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, those ABC guys are like, oh, I get one more citation. I get a free toaster.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a rewards program, huh?
Thanks,
so
Paul.
What I'm hearing is Paul saying two things. One, it's time for him to start a podcast because that gets you new beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And two, what was my second?
Now, Fresno has plenty of beer, and we need to start.
We have indoor plumbing, too.
Well, I mean, that just started in like the 1990, like late 1990s. We started getting that.
You guys got it that early? Wow.
Well, up in north of Shaw, we started getting plumbing in the 90s.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. We're down here in the sticks.
Yeah, south of Shaw, they're still outhousing it.
Did we get boring the minute we started getting good beer? Is that what happened?
Maybe.
Pretentious and boring. That's Fresno for you.
We no longer have anything to complain about.
Indoor plumbing and good beer.
Yeah, done. We're done. We don't need anything more.
Well, Perfect Pour Podcast. The Fontana Jim calling in, checking in.
Jim.
I hope Rad Stacy and Rad Fam Fam had a look at the Sun That's Not There time.
Wait, what happened?
That was
vacation. Nice to see you got some snow. I want to give you guys a little update. Old B. Fontana Jim's had him some get it. Let's see, there was Wazoo Corvette. There was Psycho Bear. There was the Nick 80. Yeah, we managed.
What?
Who else? Well, there was Ants and Mrs. Ants, we all met up, managed to meet up with Jay. Oh, and Jay got to see the Chino Yacht Club. That's right, folks.
What?
Yeah, he really does exist. It's not just my alter ego.
No way.
Well, I don't know where unique counts are or get it counts are, but I just wanted to recap a wee bit of time. I want to let you guys all get a glimpse into Lagerville, which I went to last weekend. It was really cool. It was my first beer festival of the year. And I got the VIP pass, showed up at 11:30. I think it ran from 11:30 to 4:30 or 5:30. Not really sure what time it ended at because it was fucking raining the entire goddamn outdoor beer festival, and the manager was soaked to the motherfucking bone.
That sucks.
It was fun, but I was wet, and not that sexy kind of wet. That kind of icky kind of my socks and my toes feel wet kind of wet. So,
ugh. Soupy.
Just wanted to keep you guys in the loop on what's all been going on in the Fontana Gin's Beerverse. I'm looking forward to some beer festivals this year. I think I might hit a couple. Looking for some suggestions.
I don't know.
Looking for updates from the calendar.
Invitational.
TVD is, yeah, dog, fuck off. Firestone Invitational, because that is traditionally the weekend of go fuck
never heard of it.
The Fontana Gym Invitational. We'll see how that works out. pretty sure GABF is on the docket for this year, but you know, maybe some LA beer festivals, maybe some Orange County beer festivals, maybe Mikey, if the taint of California can get their shit together, maybe I'll do a beer festival up there. No, Fresia doesn't count. That's just how you're saying, hey,
I don't believe in beer festivals.
So,
yeah, we don't have
to see you guys. I still haven't had a guest.
Oh. God damn. Well, that cut out. It cut off. You guys, 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. You only get 3 minutes.
I think we guys. Should start Bye. The Fres Maybe Fest.
Yes. The Fres Meh Fest.
Fres Meh. Fres Nah.
We'll start tomorrow.
Maybe.
Fres Maybe.
Maybe we'll do it. And you don't know what's. You don't know if it's going to happen or not. You just show up and like. And if there's people there, like, yeah, all right, we'll do it. Or maybe they're like, eh, you know what? Let's just all go home.
We'll see who showed up and decide.
Yeah.
This is a no. It's a no from me.
This is the Fresnada Fest.
Perfect pour. This is Mike L. from Slow, a.k.a. the Great Beer Man.
And this is B Rounds from Pismo. What's happening, everybody?
We're just calling to share a little love, tell you we're longtime listeners for about a year now, and we followed Rad Stacy to your bitchin' show.
We are dropping this phone call from the Moose Lodge, and we are not
the Moose Lodge.
Drinking gin and tonics. As a matter of fact, I am drinking a Midwest Easy IPA in a super cold glass that is somewhat clean, but guess what? They do have craft beer here.
And I'm drinking a Lagunitas IPA, watching surfers and a very empty beach because it's Pismo Beach.
So we're calling to let everybody know we are going to be your boots on the ground, your eyes and ears for some super legit event in Las Vegas. I know all the events in Vegas are legit, but this is the Craft Beer Conference.
Mm-hmm. Craft Brewers Conference. We're looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of inside scope for you. And really looking forward to it. One of our mandatory beer stops, the Silver Stamp.
If you've never been to the Silver Stamp,
Silver Stamp,
put that on your bucket list. They have not only the most legit beer selection in Vegas, they make the best pickled eggs. And if you're friends, if you're really friends, you have to have pickled eggs together. That's how you know your buddies.
That's how you know you're
Don't go unarmed to a knife fight, right? You know, you got to make sure everybody's ready.
So. Absolutely. So.
And there's a great beer list at the
Department.
I encourage everybody looking for a good watering hole with no windows and very few tourist nerds. You go here for great beer.
So we're going to give you guys some updates on what's really happening in the industry. Looking forward to make another couple of phone calls. Maybe we'll be driving. We'll definitely be drinking.
Yeah, and I got to give a big shout out to you guys. I love you that you're checking the dates, serving fresh beer, and calling out those that don't have clean beer lines. So keep up the good work. We appreciate you.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
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 Oh, I love it.
Wow.
Thank you guys so much for calling.
Check your lines.
So see, B Rounds and Mike L. Real people.
Those are real people. Those are
for that 3 minutes.
Real people.
Those are real people. Come on. You get the real people.
With them.
Come on.
For years. I worked with them for years on the Central Coast. Like really craft beer royalty, honestly.
Craft beer royalty in the Central Coast.
So it's so cool they're going to CBC. And I, both of them are Cicerone certified and, you know, very intelligent in the craft beer world. So, I'm honored that they called in, and I want to know all the inside scoop. They're going to like get some deets on, you know, what they're deciding that we're going to drink in 2025. Because I know you guys want to know.
Oh, they're one of those people. Big ups.
That's where it happens.
Yeah. What?
I mean, they're deciding now, guys.
Vegas. All right. Well, you heard.
Know what you're going to like.
You heard it. You want to call in. Yeah. Thinking about what you want to call in about. Let them know what you want to drink in 2025. What trend do you want?
Yeah.
And
it doesn't matter what you want.
25.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter what you want.
They're going to listen to us. We're trend-setting this podcast.
Yeah, we're influencing.
Apparently, what influencing. You guys want is non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah. How'd you
That's
know?
This is some fucking bullshit.
It's some fucking bullshit, man.
I can't believe, I need more information on how athletic is that. I'm still on this. This has got me all fucked up.
You're going to be
fucked up right now.
Tomorrow, Rad Stacey, you're going to be at work at some point, and you're going to be like, the office is going to be kind of quiet, and then you're going to go like, fuck. And then, like, one of your coworkers is like, oh, what's wrong? Rad Stacey, what's going on? He's like, oh, it's a fucking athletic thing, man. That's believe this shit
have
about.
You read the news?
You believe if you. Have you did you watch the news this morning? Athletics number 10 in craft brewery volume, sales volume. That's bullshit. How the fuck? Like, who's manipulating those numbers? Okay, Carl. Who do you think? What's going on?
Like, oh, I was mad at Carl.
There's got to be some kind of data manipulation that they're doing there. Like, I think they're prorating it. There's like, you know, if Athletic was a true, real craft brewery with real craft beer.
Yeah.
That this would be the.
Yeah, there's some sort of
10.
Percentage thing going on. Yeah.
There's something.
It means they have to have like at least one. Alk in there.
Well, it's 0.5. It's under 0.5. 0.05.
Under 0.5 alks.
They're 0.04. They're 0.48 alks. Not quite 0.5.
I'm so upset.
It's really. It's
how many of these do I got to drink before I get drunk?
Yeah.
How much? She called me up.
Your kid had
me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
And we got a new voicemailers. What we were asking for. But Nick.
You're like in the store, you see the reps. How many of these I got to drink before I get drunk?
Okay. Hi, can I help you? How many of these I got to drink before I get drunk? I don't know, sir. I don't know what your ATL is.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's good. Good point.
Oh, my gosh.
Right there.
I just want to see them and say, like, hey, you know, I drank a whole 12-pack of this Athletic Brewing Company. I didn't make any poor choices.
I made all the normal choices.
Not
I didn't,
the life I'm looking for.
I didn't DM one girl on Untappd. Not one. I didn't even feel like DMing any girls on Untappd.
I did not care about what the park they're hanging out at.
Didn't give one shit about their park where they're at. Everybody wants to hear what Rad Stacey's been drinking. I mean, we kind of gotten a preview of it, but are we missing any beers you drank? I mean, we know Dildo Brewing. Tell us about the Dildo's tap room. What does it look like inside of a Dildo tap room?
Well, it was very long.
Oh, God. very straight. Oh, was it curved? It wasn't a curved tap room. It was straight.
I'll say that you had to stay real relaxed while you were experiencing Dildo Brewing Company. No, it was a very normal looking.
Very boring. Yeah.
Like the swag, you had to walk through the swag store on your way in because I think they have a feeling that most people are there for the swag.
Yeah.
They want a 2-to-1 in beer sales.
They're like, hey, you can buy some beer too. You're like, yeah. I want this shirt. I want this
hat. I just need the trucker hat.
Yeah. I also recommend Nan and Pop's Dildo Souvenir Shop. They also have some fun stuff.
Are there off-brand dildo merch? Is there a guy in the parking lot who's like, you don't want this merch. You want this dildo merch.
Yeah. Well, I think, 100 of the 195 people that live there work at Dildo, and then the other 95 work at Nan and Pop's Souvenir Shop making dildo tchotchkes. It's kind of like what
they got for Dildo Brewing, keeping the town alive.
Also in Newfoundland, they have a brewery called Kitty Vitty, which, as I think I gave you guys some Kitty Vitty beers as well. It starts with a Q. Q-U-I-D-I.
I'll have to wait on that.
So
I'm drinking a Movement Brewing Company Beer of Kings beer from Waza Corvette right now, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah, so the Kitty Vitties, we did not go to the actual brewery, but I picked up some of their beers in St. John's, which is where they're located. And Kitty Vitty's sort of this little bay, but they're the ones that made the Iceberg beer, which is probably like the cleanest beer I've ever had in my life. Like, I think that it's literally is just iceberg water.
It makes a difference what water you use, guys.
Yeah, well, and they said that they use iceberg water. I don't know if they're going out and like chipping it off the side of an iceberg or what.
Well, that's enough. Yeah, just chip it in the bucket there. That's enough.
Chip it in the bucket.
Funny. And that's another one where it's a community called Kitty Vitty. And it said, and nobody knows why it was named that, but
we don't know.
Named after a kitty named Vitty.
I think that's what happened. There was some cat around there called Vitty.
And his name was Vitty, so it was a kitty Vitty. Welcome to Kitty Vitty.
Well, that's good enough there.
Cat Vat.
I swear to you, Newfoundlanders are just rolling with the punches. They have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
They're just like, that's me. There was an iceberg out there and I made some beer with it.
Wait, so they're like me at my...
Park their iceberg so close to the brewery.
Yeah, don't park it right there. Jeez. So they're like me at work. They're just rolling around not knowing what's going on. They're like, I'm just like, how, sir, can I help you? I got 6 hours left on my shift. What do you need me to do? I don't know what to do here. You've been here for 25 years, Mike. Well, I don't know. I just kind of hanging out here.
So we had some Kitty Vitty beers. Also, due to CL, I had the Péché Mortel, which is Mortal Sin, which is their 9.5% stout.
Wow, that's kind of
very good.
It gets kind of dark all there. Right.
Very, very Mortal good. Sin. And I don't remember what I had a Belgian white also.
No.
Had some, I know. Crazy. Stacey drinking Belgian beer. That's wild. Disgusting. Also had there's a place called Three Brasseurs, but it's basically a place that we found that finally opened because we landed in Montreal at like 7 a.m.
They're like, where's the breweries?
Nothing gets going until like 10. Oh, so we kind of hung out we went and got some pastries and some coffee. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Drink coffee? Good.
So Three Brussels, I had there. There was like a, it was like a brown ale that was pretty good, but it was all, it was funky as shit, you know, because it's all of it was Belgian style.
Oh, yeah.
European. Wow. All of it was filtered through a sock.
But yeah, filtered through a bale of hay.
And then with my, right before we left St. John's, where I had my lobster roll, I paired it with a beer by a brewery called Landwash Brewing Company, which is also in Newfoundland. And it was a breakfast stout. It's very good. Yeah. A strong stout, they call it.
It was 6.5%
alcohol.
What?
Yeah. Ooh, over 5%. It's a strong. Yeah.
Maybe the altitude's high enough, it works fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me see if I had any more. I think that might be it. Oh, no, wait. I also went to Gahan Brewing Company in St. John's and had a amber from them. They also have great food. Oh, and poutine. Guys, it's not all that it's cracked up to be.
Man, don't.
But the best poutine I had was at Gahan Brewing Company because the fries were made with duck fat.
Oh, wow.
And so that just automatically kind of changes the game. But the first poutine I had was from like their equivalent of a 7-Eleven. I had gas station poutine. Mm. So I was like, hey, this is what like the locals are eating. Because it's the off season. Right. So they're all eating at the gas station. And it was all right.
I always had a poutine spot for a while.
And sometimes also, the best stuff's at the gas station.
I wanted to bring you back some of these, but I forgot. But they're called cheesies, God. And they're made in Canada. But they make cheesies. They're like crunchy Cheetos, but they're thick.
Oh,
wait.
Like a thick tortilla chip. Like, you know, sometimes the tortilla chips are like super thick. You're like, whoa, you guys got super thick.
Where did you get your tortilla
chip? You never had a thick tortilla chip? Come on.
I've had a bad tortilla chip. I've had a gordita.
Ah, man.
Taco Bell.
I've had a gordita. Well,
yeah.
Not the same thing. All right.
That's a fat tortilla.
Oh, and I had one more. I had the Dildo Brewing Belgian Style Triple, nice. Which was great. It was really good.
I miss New Belgian's Triple.
Wow.
It was similar to that one. I really liked it because it had just a little bit of dry hopping on it, which was really nice. The one thing, though, is I was trying to figure out they sealed it in wax, like the top of it. And the wax was so hard. Like I got wax chips all over the Airbnb.
They didn't want. Oh, I couldn't figure out
like why it was being such an asshole to get
never
into
got
it.
Your
I was like, it was unnecessary.
Well, they don't want that stink of that beer coming out. So they got to fucking some hard wax.
Oh, and then I tried this one, the Man's Best Friend India beer, which I couldn't really figure out.
Man,
I thought it was going to get me close to that IPA boat.
That sounds like a boat IPA boat beer right there.
Yeah, but it just tastes like 805. Straight up, tastes like 805.
So you're the one person on the IPA boat that everyone's like, whoa, look at this new beer style, and you're like, you know what? It just tastes like an 805, guys. What's the big deal?
Exactly.
Like, no, this is super hoppy. This is going to change the beer world. You don't understand. You're like, you know what? This is just an 805. Come on, guys. Jeez.
Yeah.
You're just barely off the coast of England. You're just been out to sea for a half an hour. You're like, you know what? What's the big deal? You're like, the other guys are like, you know, we got like 5 months of this boat ride and you're already fucking digging into our beer. Stacy,
two hours in,
you're like, this beer sucks. Like, well, this is all we have. Sorry, Brad Stacy.
Just dumping it out. This sucks.
And I will say too, even though we had to emergency land in Deer Lake and that super sucked, I did very much appreciate the fact that the next morning when I showed up, to the airport with our $90 in meal vouchers. And I was like, hey, I'm like, can I buy beer with this? Up. And the woman was like, yeah, I'm just going to ring it up like a sandwich. Like, and I was like,
oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
Perfect.
You're like, she's like, don't worry about it. The man's not here. We can
ring it up. It was so funny. I was like, it looks like this woman ordered like five sandwiches. Yeah,
it's amazing. Like, she's hungry. It's like, whoa, I saw the books yesterday. Somebody came in and really sandwiched it up yesterday. She's like, oh, yeah, she loved them sandwiches.
To be fair, I did get one sandwich because they had the Breckwich.
Well, you got to get that. You got to get that. You're like,
and Doug was like, I can't order something called a Breckwich.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you can. I was like, well, yeah, you can. You order that immediately. You don't listen to any ingredients. Don't listen to anything about it. You're like, you got a Breckwich? Yeah. Or yeah. Give me that.
They have a breakfast chain there called Robin's, and that's what it was. And yeah, they have the Breckwich, and they have some other bullshit, but it was bomb. The Breckwich and my beer sandwich was awesome.
Right. Oh, man.
Appreciate it.
Do you know the guy that named the Chippy Dippy, by the way?
are you cousins with the Chippy Dippy guy?
Canadian. The Chippy Dippy.
Oh, I wish I was cousins with the Chippy Dippy guy. That guy's I model what everything I do after the Chippy Dippy guy.
Chippy Dippies. I'll never fall for that shit again.
Right now. I'll fall for it.
Like, see, what we do is we take a cheese sauce and, you know, it's nice and thick and creamy and amazing. And we add 5 gallons of water.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Wow.
And now you've got yourself a nice hazy.
Don't ruin Chippy Dippies for me before I have them, Rad Stacey. Knock it off. Jeez.
Enjoy your Chippy Dippy experience.
Yeah.
The Nick 80.
Order them in Clovis and see if they're the same.
Oh, no. They don't know how to do anything in Clovis.
Are these Chippy Dippies as good as the ones in Fresno?
You think Clovis knows how to do a Chippy Dippy right? Fucking A. No way. Nick.
Go next door to Chipotle and get some queso dip.
Yeah.
So that's God. It. I didn't check all those beers in, but I did. I was more active on Untappd than usual.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at that.
You know.
Job well done. So,
there you go.
Mm-hmm. Rad _ Stacey with an E.
Follow me on socials or in person.
Yeah. DM.
At your own risk.
Follow you in person? Isn't that kind of weird?
At your own risk.
Yeah. Oh, in person. Yeah. You might be subject to physical violence. We don't know, but it's up to you.
Hiya.
Hiya. The Nick 80. What did you drink this week?
Oh, sorry. Just remembered a joke. Very tasteless, but it's funny.
The yolk.
Remember to have fun. That's my Stacey. That's my new tombstone thing. Remember that. Remember to have fun.
Remember to have fun.
Put that on.
He left early to have fun.
Yeah.
He's like,
having fun. This place sucks. I'm going to have fun. Nick, did you drink beer this week?
No, I'm falling asleep. I'm sorry. I found a beer at the market.
Mm, I did too.
It was a label buy if you love cats. It's a steampunk cat.
Meow. I like it.
It's a Fremont and Weldworks collab 2424. It's a hazy IPA.
Is that a Blade Runner movie?
Is that what it's for? Are there cats in Blade Runner?
There's cats in everything.
Oh. So, I drank a hazy in honor of my Colorado friends who always talk about Weldworks. And then...
The hot tub couple. That's what they're known in Colorado. They're like, oh, look, it's a hot tub couple. And they're like, yeah, it's us. Don't be jealous.
Do they take it with them wherever they go?
Yep.
Like, is it like
it's in the parking lot?
Limos, It's a limo with a hot tub in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slam on the brakes.
Lose all your water. Slam on the brakes. Lose all your water.
So yeah, early cheers to Colin and Janine. We got some Weldworks in Fresno finally.
Yay.
Yeah, we're like basically we're Denver. Hey, knock it off.
You're crying.
This is Friday morning, Stacey. We all have to go to work after this. Like, you better freaking wake up.
4.5 hours ahead of where I am right now.
I'm on Northeastern Canadian time right now.
Did you approach the half time zone?
Four and a half hours.
Wow. You're like, weird. I'm so far ahead of you guys. You guys don't even know.
Yeah.
The 4 hours I could handle it was that half an hour.
You didn't get a beer at 11 because you thought it was 10:30.
Yeah, probably. Fucking.
They're like, whoa, what are you from the East Coast there?
I actually thought that guy was fucking with me at first. I was like, wait, just the hotel doesn't sell beer after 11? And he's like, no, like all of this place. And I was like, fuck this.
You know
what's weird? Anaheim has the same rule. You cannot buy alcohol after 11 o'clock in the liquor store.
Fuck Anaheim too.
Right? We tried to get beers in the hotel after getting to Disneyland late, and we were like 10:59. We had our beers on the counter, and the girl went beep. Beep. She's like, it's not ringing up. Oh, it's 11 o'clock. We can't sell this to you.
Wah, 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 wah.
You're like, yeah, guess what? I can steal it.
Right? Bye.
That's
doesn't exist to you.
It's a little known. It's a Disneyland fact that that's because Goofy is an alcoholic and he used to like get really drunk after 11. And everyone's like, you know what? Walt was like, you know what? Let's just cut it off at 11.
Right. Park's closed, fuckers.
Park's closed.
Goofy's on the Sky School getting drunk.
That ride is something else.
Something else really when you're drunk.
That ride is fucking wild.
You can get pretty fucked up at California Adventure. So
hell yeah. I mean, it's expensive, but you can. Yeah. Yes.
If you got a lot of money.
Like 2 crushed discs from that ride. What? I'm just kidding.
You were on the outside, weren't you?
It's a whole
ride with a really heavy person.
It's a whole chiropractor's funnel, a scheme to get more chiropractors to get more money for that ride.
They can fix you if they can make that ride go backwards.
Oh, dang.
Straighten you right up.
I would ride that backwards.
Was that all your beers, the Nick 80?
No, I had a tall boy El Cap from the market as well. And then Saturday night, we went out to the Tioga for a birthday party. I tried the Tioga Mountain Lager for the first time.
Oh, finally.
Hey, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed it because I dearly miss Tamarack, and this is like the next best thing.
Okay. Yeah, I like Tamarack too.
It's a ton of flavor for a lager. Nice, bold.
Maybe too much.
No.
Too much flavor.
It's the right.
Too much flavor.
Too much flavor. Did I have any Sunday beers? No, I did not have any Sunday beers. Tioga was the end of my endeavor this week.
Sunday kind of beer.
Nick had a boring Sunday, everyone.
Sunday.
The worst leg Sunday. He just went in the gym, was just all legs Sunday.
Yeah, crushing legs.
I can't do beers. I gotta do all legs.
That's right. Protein beer. Where's my protein beer? We could have NA beers. Why can't I have a protein beer?
Yeah, right.
Ugh. High protein beer.
I had a nice six pack of Firestone Walker's XPA, the gold pale ale.
Nice.
That was good. And Altamont Beer Works Sublime Hoppiness IPA. That was good.
Altamont.
All and Almanac's Funhouse. That was okay.
I'm like surprised that you would choose Almanac.
Well, it was, you know.
As soon as you said it, I was like, really?
Because it was a new beer. That's all I care about is, did I have this beer before? This is all I care about.
What style was it?
I'm a big, it does, well, I do need weird. To have it IPA or pale related. But,
okay.
There does not exist Light Lost. That's the one that I think Nick mentioned it before. They're trying to do a different, they got a green label one. And so I'm like, oh, wow, look, I want to have that because it's a different color.
Doesn't Foster's do that?
Foster's does. Yeah, Utah. Yeah, there's some, you started some rumor that Foster's has a green label. And that's, everyone knows that's bullshit. Everyone knows that's not real.
It's the extra special bitter.
Yeah. Everyone knows it's not real. It's for Americans to drink. We just laugh at him. It's the same beer inside the can.
It's not. It's extra special.
No, it's the same beer. We just fool the stupid rich Americans. Give a fuck.
That's only for rich Americans.
Yeah. Almanac. Another Almanac. The future is fluid. Man, an IPA. That was pretty good. And then it's 420 weekend. This one, I think Sam Colagione.
You saying that like you're going to smoke a bunch of weed or something.
Yeah, I'm just going to get crazy, man. Sam Colagione would be so jealous. This is what he probably tries to do every year with the beer, but never succeeds. It's Kush Chronic IPA from Fremont Brewing Company. I think Fremont, Seattle, right? But I've had this beer before, and this is a new version of it. It is the most pot, like, in smelling, tasting beer I've ever had. And it's comes through every time. It's a Fremont's Kush Chronic IPA. And if you want to, like, double up your flavors, that's the beer to do.
Didn't you ever have the dank one from New Belgium that smelled like weed?
I don't remember.
It didn't last very long, but it was like, I had to actually replace the lines.
What was it called?
Because it's
everything smelled like we were like,
everyone's straight complaining. Up marijuana. What was it called? Hold on. Keep going.
Come on, Stacy. How could you not know that?
Yeah, we need instant recall.
Altamont Beer Works peaked in the 90s. I didn't peak in any decade, so I can't claim any decade, but if you peaked in the 90s, you'll want to have that Altamont peaked in the 90s.
It was called the Hemperer.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hemperer. Yeah, very short-lived.
Wow. Dorktown on the tap, the Nick 80, and Rad _ Stacy with an E.
Me.
Yay! We're keeping Untappd alive. I don't know why nobody from Untappd wants to like give us anything. They don't want to give us merch or any kind of credit. They just have no idea that we're out there like touting their website or app every freaking week and with no.
On 420, I'm gonna slather myself in CBD.
Oh shit.
Smoke a bowl.
Uh-huh.
And drink the dankest IPA I can.
Nice.
I'm gonna find some next level of
and listen to reggae.
Yeah.
Oh.
They do all the things. The show and we're giving out some cheers. Come on, we had to had to go long. Rat Stacy's been away for weeks.
Yeah. It's just catching up to
just with me and Nick just hanging out going like, oh, what are we going to do? I don't know.
What do you want to complain about?
We limit the callers to 3 minutes, but we only limit ourselves to 3 hours.
3 hours. Yeah. That's the way it works. Yeah, by the way, next week, I want everyone, before I forget, we're having a special listener of the show in Fresno next week. And so next week's show might reflect that. And those that are in Fresno, watch perfectportpod.com. I will put up a post of where we may be recording somewhere publicly in a place that you could also be at.
Let's make a scavenger hunt where they have to like go through a series of questions to figure out where we are.
That sounds like work. You can do that, right, Stacey? That's okay, fine. Perfect. As long as I don't have to do it.
We'll be a mad duck. No big deal.
By the way,
yeah, at least just put the coordinates. I'll say the place.
Oh yeah, if Mad Duck, I'll go Mad Duck Northwest. Fuck the other Mad Ducks, but Mad Duck Northwest, I will go in there. I would love. I actually thought
right
about
next
that.
To the meetup.
Yep, I would love to go to the Mad Duck Northwest. But anyway, but yeah. So next week's special episode, we might be actually recording together and see each other in live in person and look each other in the eye and say, really, you're gonna drink that hazy right in front of me? So
currently all we do is just leave beer on each other's porches and yeah. hope that we don't have to see each other.
Like, oh dear God, I hope they don't open the door.
So I almost got to see Nick's lady.
Nick's special lady friend
of towel coverage.
Nick's special lady friend.
She decided to be shy. It's fine.
Yeah, we're all shy. It's just a whole
UPS or friend.
It's a whole.
She's like, yes, and I'm like, oh, I just have DoorDash.
Perfect for DoorDash.
Beer DoorDash here.
Can you just DoorDash? Mind tipping here? I'll be on my way.
Yeah, yeah. You can just tip me in cash. That'd be great.
That'd be great. Give me one of your dogs.
Cheers, Nick. Do you have some cheers?
Cheers to the Colin and the Janine. Hope they're doing well in the Colorado hot tub.
How could you not be?
Do they have hot tub shows? Like you take your hot tub to a park and
Dad, has you ever been to the fair?
Check out.
Yeah. The what's it called?
Get the clean, get a funnel cake, get a hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Cheers to the bearded brewer. Saw him over the week. We had a good time at the Tioga.
Yay, Matt.
Yeah. It was fun. That's my cheers.
All right. Rad Stacy.
Cheers. I have to say cheers to Mike L. and B. Rounds for calling in. I know they've been listening.
Mike L. B. Rounds.
I love
new
it.
Callers, right?
You guys are fucking legends.
Legends.
Callers of the year.
Central Coast legends.
Thank you.
Dude, I heard, not to tangent this too much, but I heard there was a McClintock's that closed on the Central Coast. Is that true? Did you hear about this? Did you guys hear about this? Hear about this?
I didn't hear about it, but also McClintock's never impressed me enough to care.
But wait a second. Have you ever seen them pour the water from way up high above the table? You ever seen that shit?
I look like somebody who falls for gimmicks? Like going to a place called Dildo Brewing.
I've never done that before.
Who would do that?
Who would do such a thing? I never did see them do that, but I remember having not great meals there. Oh. No offense.
Okay, well, I mean, why do I care? I'm from the Central Valley. I don't care about
I mean,
I just vacation there.
Yeah, I just
you at least
there.
Know which Denny's are the good ones.
Well, yeah,
right?
Well, the one that San Luis Obispo Denny's right there.
Dude, I've had the worst service at that one.
Oh,
wow. I had this lady like throw my salad across the table. Like, she was just so upset.
Well, you know what, though? Girls have, like, a... There's a special thing that they have, you guys have between each other of, like...
violence.
Yeah, you guys know how to dig each other, like... Yeah, like, and us guys are like, what? What's going on? What do you got doing?
And also, like, she's sitting there going, like, who orders a fucking salad at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You guys, order the onions.
That's a good point.
You guys are way more...
grease and fat at that time of morning.
Yeah. You guys are way more enlightened to what's happening than we are. We're like, huh?
Hey, you got boobs?
I like
boobs. Yeah. So, and cheers to Newfoundland for allowing me to come into your rock islands during the off season. So, any listeners on Newfoundland?
You're from
Did
where?
Your stamp a different color because it was
take awesome. A break from making babies for a second and listen to our podcast.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what?
Like Iceland.
You know, yeah, no offense at all to Newfoundland, but Iceland had a way better beer scene than Newfoundland. Ooh. I think I liked Iceland a little bit better. But, you know, still like Nordic colds, interesting people, my folks. And apparently I was told when I rented our car, this woman was like, oh, Dwyer, like, that's such a common name here. And I was like, oh, people, they just went right across the Atlantic from Ireland. And they were like, this is far enough.
They just swam.
Like home but colder.
They're like, you know what? I'm just going to jump in the ocean and start swimming until there's land. And then
right. Exactly. No, it was fun. I will say I don't recommend trying to do a 5-mile hike in the snow in Newfoundland because the weather changes really
don't
fast.
Don't do any hikes in snow.
I fell and cracked my knee pretty good. Geez. So that's still feeling not great. But other than that,
don't
all is well.
don't go to Perfect Poor HR about that. Nobody's good. There's no plan.
Don't worry.
There's no help plan.
Where's the workers' comp?
There's no workers' comp at Perfect Poor.
Yeah, I hit my knee and then I fell on my hip and my husband turned around and he was like, oh, that's going to fucking hurt.
Like, why? You're going to hurt for that.
It was like the cracked knee that you could hear for a mile away.
You caused an avalanche 30 miles away.
Yeah, and he's always like, he goes, hey, he's like, you're in your 40s. Like, the warranty's fucking up. You can't do that shit.
Yeah, nobody's going to replace it for free.
Yeah, he's like, warranty's up at 35. So you're like on borrowed time after that.
Yeah, you should just stay in your house after 40.
Trade it in for 220s.
Yeah, don't go outside.
I should bubble wrap myself next time.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are your cheers? Cheers to you guys. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me back. Brad, Stacey, you've gone past the point of like thanking us. Like, yeah.
Cheers to Air Canada for bringing me back.
Yeah.
And having working landing gear.
That's right.
Maybe
doors that don't fall off.
Oh my God. It was such a nightmare.
Maybe it's because of my jeans, my French Canadian jeans or something, but like I totally identifying with Northeast Canada right now, which is like, you know what? We'll show up for work, but we'll just like kind of do work, but also kind of not do work. We're like, like I'm totally like vibing on like what Canadian workers do. They're like, yeah, I'm here. I'll try to help you, but like I might not help you like all the way. I'll just like, well, you know what? You're just going to have to deal with it.
Why'd you come here?
Yeah, why'd you come here for? It was like, hi, do you have a room? I don't know, maybe. Where are you from? I'm from California. What'd you come here for?
That's exactly what it was. I was like, what? Why did you leave California? I do not understand what you're saying right now.
This is when I my Kansas heritage, when I went and lived in Kansas for a while, and everybody in Kansas, I was like, everyone's like, where are you from? I was like, well, I'm from California, but my mom's from here. So I decided to come live here for a little bit just to kind of see what my mom's town like. And they're like, why did you come here? I'm like, oh.
So this actually reminded me just like one quick little funny story. We stayed in this really nice hotel called Saint-Sulpice in Montreal, really close to Notre Dame and or Notre Dame. I don't know how
it's called. Notre Dame.
And there was a huge language barrier with one of the guys there. He pretty much like his first language was French, and I can speak a little bit, not great, but he came to our room and he like knocked and I opened the door and I was like, yeah. And he's like, and he's holding a light bulb and he's like, a light bulb. And I was like, oh. I'm like, okay. Like, yep. And he's like, yeah, light bulb. And I'm like, all right. And he came in and he took a light bulb out that was working and replaced it with this new light bulb that didn't work anymore. And then he left.
Yep.
And I was like, what?
That's the reverse of help. Yeah.
Happened. And I went down to the front desk and I said, hey, this dude came and he, I'm like, there's obviously a language barrier, but he replaced a perfectly fine light bulb with one that's not working. And they were like, they were looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, what? And I was like, this really happens.
Why would you not want a, why would you want a working light bulb, lady?
It was so strange. I never got to the bottom of it. But I definitely put the chain on at night. I was like, I don't think we need any more of that.
Done.
I think he replaced it with like maybe like a listening device or a camera.
Like he's like, no, we can't hear what's going on in here. Let me put this bulb.
Light bulb, non-working, but better listening light bulb.
Don't scan for Wi-Fi.
Now we can hear. Yes.
It's good. So weird. I was like, okay. Anyway. That's it. That was my last
tangent. Yay. Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect boar.
Nick is going to sleep.
That was me. You missed it, Rad Stacey. A couple weeks ago, I was basically falling asleep, and Nick had to like figure out how to do a show with me falling asleep.
Virtually slapping you.
Yeah. He's like, how am I going to do this? Oh, geez. Which was, actually it was a better show. I should probably fall asleep more. Thanks to the golden gods of the perfect poor, so we can pay the bills. If not for the golden gods, then I don't know. We might not be able to keep going. So thank you, guys, for paying for all that. We really appreciate it. If you would like to become a golden god, you do get to have the full show. You get the tailgate portion of the show, and you get the show a few hours earlier than the rest of the people that listen to the show. So
there was some good spicy content.
Spicy.
On this one. So this is the week to join, guys.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, results may vary if you don't think it's spicy.
I'm like, this wasn't spicy. I paid $5 for this. Oh, good.
Pick your pulse and call us next week.
Yeah. So look for the links in the show notes. PerfectPoorPod.com. Yeah, look for PerfectPoorPod.com if you want to update on where we're doing the show next week. If we figure that out, I'll put it up there. You know, if you want to come hang out and have some beers and watch us do the show but not be able to hear the show, then that's you'll sit at a table next to the table we're at and be able to like try and figure out what we're doing. That's what we've done in the past. So. it's a great time. You'll be fun. All right, thanks for listening, Barbara. Have a great week. My phone just died, and now Red, Stacy, and Nick are gone, but it's me. And I want you still, we all collectively want you to have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. But first, check your dates.